Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Axel head coach Eric Detweiler after their 54-0 win against Hartford. Coach, just your general thoughts on the game.
Well, you know, I thought our kids come out and played with a lot more enthusiasm than we did in week one. And you know, I kind of thought it showed. We scored at will kind of there. You know, we only ran 12 total offensive plays, and I think we scored 6 touchdowns. So, you know, we were kind of running all cylinders on offense, and defense we did exceptionally well as well. I think we held them to -3 yards, which, you know, I don't know if it's kind of unheard of, but, you know, we were playing well all the way around, and I think it just showed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hard to ask for anything better, but I'm sure there are some things that, Coach, that you're still wanting them to improve on, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every week we, you know, kind of go over the game film and look over what we did right and what we did wrong. And you know, there's always things to improve on, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I think one thing with your team that is really interesting is not looking at your points per game, but points for 48 minutes, I think, is the stat that I think that we're going to go by to kind of measure you guys is how great your guys' offense is. Talking about your guys' quarterback, Isaac, he has just been so good this season. He had 4 more touchdowns this past week. He's just been so good overall. Tell us about your thoughts on his matchup against Clifton Clyde this week.
Yeah, you know, I think Clifton Clyde is probably going to definitely try to key on him, which you know, I probably would do the same, and he's been playing kind of exceptionally well, and you know, he's finding all his open receivers and running the ball hard, and you know, his reading defensive as a quarterback is pretty key for us, and you know, he does a great job of that since he's you know, he's been playing that position for so long. So yeah, he's doing a great job and getting all of our guys in the right position and getting the right guys to the ball at the appropriate time.
And you kind of talked about how you guys allowed negative yards. Clifton Clyde's been kind of doing the same thing. So far they've allowed -55 yards on the ground this season. That's -1.6 yards per carry. Well, Coach, how are you guys looking to try to face that and try to break through?
Well, you know, that's a great question. They've got a couple kids up front that are pretty big, you know, 225, and I think the other one's listed at 227. And you know, are both physical kids, so you know, we're just going to have to match that intensity. We kind of match up with them size-well pretty well. And you know, I think it's who's going to win the battle in the trenches and who's going to be more physical up front. And hopefully we can set that tone early.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More with Coach Detweiler after this. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head coach Eric Detweiler talking about their matchup with Clifton Clyde coming up this week. Coach, do you think this is probably going to be your toughest game of the regular season?
Well, you know, you never know. I haven't seen a lot of the other teams on film, but I know rankings-wise, they're definitely going to be one of the higher-ranking teams that we've played. You know, I think they're ranked 1 or 2 in one of the polls that I had seen. And so, you know, I definitely think they're going to be one of the best teams that, you know, ranking-wise that we'll play. And you know, watching them on film, they're definitely a good balanced team offensively and defensively where we're going to have to play our A game if we want to be successful.
And, Coach, earlier in the interview, we talked about how your defense really stepped up in a big way. What specifically did you like from week one's performance to week two? What was that biggest jump that you noticed?
Well, I thought our pass coverage was quite a bit better, to be honest with you. I thought, you know, we were in the right spots in the game week one. We looked like we hadn't played a game in all summer, and then obviously that was the case. We had guys that I thought were out of position that, you know, honestly probably should have known better, but I think fundamentally, and sound-wise, why, you know, we had our guys in the right position and thought our pass coverage was better as well.
And, Coach, talking about that, how important is it going to be for those guys to be in the right spot at the right time against a very good quarterback in junior Trent Long for Clifton Clyde?
Well, extremely important. You know, he's a kid that has got a ton of athletic ability that, you know, if his receivers aren't open, if he's, you know, passing, why then he'll just tuck the ball and run. And you know, if we got guys out of position, I'm sure he's good enough to where he's going to, you know, make us look silly at times, and you know, we're just gonna have to play fundamentally sound. You know, whether we're playing man or zone defense, and you know, make sure everybody's accounted for.
And Coach, talking about how important this game is, not just on paper, but just in general for your guys' team's confidence. But talking about how to actually win this game in the turnover battle, how important is it to win that turnover battle this Friday?
Well, anytime you get in a close game, turnovers are extremely important, whether you get 1 or 2 more possessions. You know, it might be the deciding factor whether you win or lose. So, yeah, it's extremely important that we, you know, don't throw any interceptions or fumble the ball. You know, try to hit the other guys hard enough where we can jar some fumbles loose, hopefully, on their end. So, yeah, it's always important to win the turnover batter. If you're negative four in the turnover batter, a lot of times you don't win those games.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to calling this one over on KMZA 92.1. And best of luck this Friday. Look forward to talking to you in person on the field on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Jared.